In the occupied West Bank, the annual olive harvest is underway. Olives and olive oil are the primary source of income for many Palestinians. The season frequently has been marred by attacks on the harvesters by Israeli settlers. Israeli officials say they are working hard to facilitate this year's harvest, yet many Palestinians say they are still being harassed. NPR's Linda Gradstein was in the West Bank and filed this report.
Nadia Abdel Latif smiles as she touches the silvery green leaves of her olive trees just a few dozen yards from the Jewish settlement of Itamar near Nablus. It's the first time in 4 years she's been able to reach these trees. She and her mother-in-law quickly strip the hard green fruit. It makes a plop when it lands on white burlap bags laid on the ground. It will be crushed for olive oil. The Israeli army has given these Palestinians from the village of Beit Furik 4 days to harvest their trees. During that time, the army will protect the Palestinians from the settlers. After that, the Palestinians will not be allowed in this area. At around 1 p.m, the settlers in Itamar begin blasting music over their loudspeakers. A handful of young Jews stand at the fence watching the women work. They start cursing the Palestinians in Arabic, saying, "Kill the Arabs and get out of here." An Israeli soldier comes by and tells the kids to leave. He also tells the harvesters to hurry up. The women pack up and leave. They've gathered more than 200 pounds of olives in 1 day. Israeli military spokesman Jacob Dalal says the army has 2 objectives in this harvest season.
They are there to make sure that the Palestinians are able to go about their harvesting safely, safely for both sides, safely for both sets, that a terrorist won't come under the guise of a Palestinian olive harvester, and safe for the Palestinians that they'll be able to do the work without being troubled.
But many villagers say they don't trust the army. Several harvesters from Beit Furik said they only went to their groves because Israelis from a group called Rabbis for Human Rights joined them to protect them from the settlers. Rabbi Arik Asherman, the director of the group, says the army and police are trying harder this year than in the past to allow the harvest to proceed. But he says there has still been violence by Jewish settlers. Israeli media reports say one harvester was shot and seriously wounded by settlers earlier this month. The reports say other settlers have thrown stones or scuffled with Palestinian farmers. Rabbi Asherman says the atmosphere is especially tense this year because of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's plan to remove Jewish settlers from the Gaza Strip.
We've seen a lot of olive theft, a lot of damage to trees, a lot of threats and some violence already this year, and we're already only at the beginning of the season.
Fayez al-Tanib, the head of Palestinian Agricultural Relief Committees, says Israeli soldiers and settlers have uprooted 380,000 trees in the West Bank and Gaza during the past 4 years of Israeli-Palestinian violence. About two-thirds of them were olive trees, some hundreds of years old. Israeli spokesmen say Palestinian gunmen often use the trees as cover during attacks on Israeli soldiers and Jewish settlers. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.